Oh, the L.A. Dodgers won from Dunn. Dodgers doubled up 4-2 by the Cardinals. That's now a commanding 3-1 series lead for St. Louis. Of course, game 5 today. Another pitcher's party in Detroit. Red Sox won zip winners over the Tigers for a 2-1 series lead. Of course, they have game 4 going down today. Hall of Famer Cal Ripken's mother, Violet, held at gunpoint again. A man approached her coming out of the bank and demanded her car, but he ran when she sounded the panic button. He was later arrested by police. If you remember, in July of 2012, she was held for 23 hours by a suspect after being kidnapped. Of course, that individual is still on the loose.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Thursday night football, we are a day away, but everyone is anticipating the Sunday night battle between the Broncos and the Colts. Of course, Colts owner Jim Irsay, adding fuel to the situation, said during an interview that it was somewhat frustrating to win only one title with Peyton Manning, despite his numbers, saying that, you know, you had teams like the Patriots with 2, Giants winning 2, saying it was just frustrating. Patriots having 3, Giants 2, Steelers 2, and it was just frustrating with Manning's great numbers to only have 1, saying that they're doing it differently under Luck. Of course, John Fox, Manning's current coach, came out and called his comments disappointing.
But, I mean, Peyton Manning should come back and be like, well, you should have gave me a defense all them years.
Well, you know, Peyton Manning, he's a nice guy. Right. And he's not going to say anything out publicly, but you better watch out, Naptown.
No, you don't need no motivation.
Look for a 50 spot. I'm not saying Naptown's going to lose the game, but they better score 60. They want to win it. After that, you don't give Peyton Manning a reason to play even harder. Meanwhile, Manning's pizza spots are pumping the 21 Denver area Papa John's stores he owns, saying that they're doing between $5,000 and $6,000 on game day.
Wow.
Said numbers are way up since he took over ownership of those stores.
Papa loving that.
Hey, TMZ is reporting that Adrian Peterson has a fourth child, born 3 months ago. Said the mother, a waitress of a Minnesota restaurant, well, probably not anymore, to go along with his 6-year-old and his 2-year-old. Of course, we know that he did have a 2-year-old biological son that just passed recently. Wow. All right, get this. The fiance of a former Patriots star, Aaron Hernandez, had a day in court. She could be going to jail as well. It's believed that she destroyed evidence and tried to silence the cleaning crew who cleaned the house after that, after the murder of Odin Lloyd. Which is crazy because her sister was dating this guy.
Crazy.
I mean, that's a little weird. Lamar Odom reportedly is in B-ball shape. Yes, that's what the TMZ is saying. He was in B-ball shape for a meeting with the Lakers.
Oh, but how do they know? They don't know if he's really in great physical shape. They're talking about how he looked from the picture.
It's preseason.
Saying he was looking healthy. That's what they're saying, you know. L.A. beaten in preseason action by G-State. D.C. over Miami. 29 from Bill. Watch out. That was a good hit right there. Heat's Birdman. Of course, he got that $2.8 million extension where it is. He just bought a new Miami home. Charlotte over Cleveland. Brooklyn over Boston. And OKC over Denver. Hey, super shouts out to my main man, Hank. His mom is in the hospital. We're praying for you, homes.
Absolutely.
Make sure you get well soon. I'm Super Ken with the sports straight from the street.